Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, He Gave Us the Kingdom Already in Progress.
On a Sunday morning, a Baptist preacher from Fort Worth calls me. Says, Thurman, I've got a lady in my church. She's already had a hysterectomy. She's had all kinds of problems, surgeries and everything else, and she's still in torment and pain. And he said, I think this problem is spiritual. He said, would you come down here and minister to this woman with me this afternoon after church? I said, sure. Where do you want me to meet you? He told me. So after church was over, I drove down there to Fort Worth, and I went with him, and we went to this couple's house. Never forget it. Our sister and brother-in-law was there. They had four boys. And when I walked in, I asked the family. I met everybody, and I said, okay, the woman, I'll just use Joanne for a name. I said, so where is Joanne, the lady I'm supposed to minister to? And her husband said, she's back there in that bedroom with all the drapes closed, and she won't come out. I said, well, go back there and ask her. She'll come up. I need to talk to her. So he goes back there, and he comes back in a minute, and he says, she won't talk to you. She will not come out. What can we do in prayer? If you believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, soften that woman's heart. Open her heart so she'll come out. I need to talk with her. So Father, in Jesus' name, send his husband back there and have him get her and bring that woman out and set her down in that chair right there in Jesus' name. I said, now go get her. She'll come. So they went back there, and they got the woman and brought her to the door. She came through the door, the big archway. The husband's on one side, the sister's on the other side, and she's got her head down like this, a big head of hair hanging down like that in her head, and she starts screaming as she walks through the door. I hate you! I hate you! I don't want to talk to you! But she's coming. How much power do we have over the devil? We need to learn that. You know that, brother? We need to realize who we are as sons of God. I realize I'm a son of God, and the keys to the kingdom belong to me. So anyway, they brought her up and set her down in that chair. When she sat down in that chair, I kind of got down on my knee where I'd be at the same level she was. I said, ma'am, what you need is Jesus Christ. No, I don't want nothing to do with him. I said, well, ma'am, I said, you're not going to get well like this. I don't want nothing to do with Jesus. And so I said a couple of things, and all of a sudden she slapped me, just whap. I just barely caught it just as she hit me. I caught her hand and held it down, and I said, ma'am, you've got to forgive this husband. I asked first, I said, do you know if she has any unforgiveness toward anybody? And her husband said, oh, yes, she hates her first husband. She had not forgiven him. So she had the door wide open to the tormenting spirit. So anyway, as I'm dealing with this woman and dealing with her husband, I told her, I said, this is just a demon. I said, now that I see it's a demon, I have all power and all authority over demons, so I'm going to command this demon to come out of her, and he's going to come out, and then we can work with her. I said, Satan, you foul beast of hell, in the name of Jesus, I command you in Jesus' name to come out of this woman. She looked up at me, and she said, we're not coming out. We have legal right to be here. I didn't realize I was in a training program that day. I said, you're lying, Satan. You're coming out. He said, we are not coming out. We have legal right to be here. We are not coming out. I said, what is the legal right? He said, she hates her first husband. I said, okay, so I'm going to cast you out. I tried two or three times and could not get that demon to come out of her. He kept telling me we have legal right to be here and we're not coming out. So anyway, I told the husband, I said, what's his name? And he told me, I said, okay. I said, woman, I command you to repeat after me. I, say it, I. So she, I, Joanne, I drug it out of her, forgive my first husband in the name of Jesus. And it took about 5 minutes to do that. I said, now then, you devil of hell, you've heard her confess her sin. She has forgiven her first husband in the name of Jesus. I said, so now then, I command you to come out of her and leave her right now in Jesus' name. And that beast left her just like that in one heartbeat. And she looked up at me. And I said, ma'am, what you need is Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The woman jumped up and grabbed me. I thought she was going to hurt me. But she jumped up, put her arms around me. The woman had slapped me a few minutes ago and said, yes, I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. So I led her to the kingdom. I said, now then, I'm going to pray for you. So I prayed for her that the Lord would give her revelation wisdom about who she is. And she asked the Lord, asked her to come into the kingdom of God. Got that woman glory. She's saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, now then, the Lord told me in the kingdom I could lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. So I said, I'm touching you in Jesus' name and you're healed. And your pain in your back is gone away. You are healed. And so anyway, whenever she stood up and she looked at me and she looked at her husband and she said, sir, I want you to pray for my boys. All four of them boys are mine. Two of them's mine and his, but the other two was mine and that other man's that I just forgave. But she said, I want you to pray for all of them. So I prayed for all of them. And whenever we got through leading her to Christ, getting her healed, her pain's gone out of her back and everything else, we left. And as we left, we got into the pastor's car. He says, Thurman, I would give anything I own to have had a video camera today to video what I saw in this house. He said, I never seen anything like that in my life. And one thing I forgot to say there, when I was commanding these spirits to come out and they wouldn't come out, I said, Lord, what's wrong here? I have power over these spirits. Why are they not coming out? He said, son, they're not coming out because I sent them. That was a whole new world to me. I said, Lord, you sent the devil to this woman? He said, yes, son. She disobeyed my rules. I said, Lord, I don't remember ever reading anything like this in my life. He said, how about Matthew 18, 21 through 35? And when he said that, it's like a whole world opened to my understanding. Lord, that's what you meant. That's why it's so important to forgive 490 times. Because if I don't, I get these demons sent from you to me to torment me the rest of my life, and my life's going to be miserable. So now that we go back to the little two-year-old boy, he's dying. His kidneys have shut down because of the unforgiveness and bitterness in the home between the mother and the father. The little boy has been turned over to the tormenting spirits. His kidneys are shutting down. They have already shut down. His digestive system is shut down. Nothing's working, and the doctors say in 3 weeks he'll be dead. We got the mother and father to repent of sin. And as they both repented of sin and got back in their love walk with each other, Jeff prayed a simple prayer. And within 1 hour, the kidneys were working normal. And just a little bit longer, within 3 days, everything in that little boy's body was working normal. And about, I don't know, several months later, I guess it was, when Cheryl and I was in Baltimore, wasn't that a few months later, a couple or something, maybe whatever. When we were in Baltimore, little Gideon was running up and down the aisles with his other brothers and sisters waiting for the service to start. And I thought to myself, now look at that little guy. Mother and daddy got out of a love walk, and it almost killed that boy. You want to know why Jesus said forgive 490 times? You want to know why it's important to do that? Do you want to see your spouse like that? You want to see your children like that? No. So why did Jesus say forgive 490 times? That's right. Because he wanted you to live and your family to live. Is that right? Now then, I wonder how many children. I mean, I could probably name at least 20 children right now without even having to think twice that I've had a problem. They're clicking off. I could probably name 30 just in a heartbeat of children. And some of them, I went to Cook's Medical Center, several of them. I went to Cook's Medical Center. In fact, yesterday while we was at the fish fry up in Justin, we were sitting there. When we sat down, the sun was shining through that open doorway, and I couldn't even see my plate of food. It was so bright. But I had my head down like this trying to eat, and I thought about 5 years ago. How can I know it was 5 years ago? Because that's when Jeff came to work for us, 5 years ago. 5 years ago, Jeff went with us to the fish fry. Cheryl and me and Jeff, we went up there and sat down with our plate of food, and all of a sudden here comes a woman, and she comes up to the other corner of the table and looks across at me and says, Mr. Scrivener, I want you to know we will love you forever. I didn't even know who she was, but she's going to love me forever. I said, ma'am, what did I do for you? She said, you see our son here? He's 9 years old. She said, 9 years ago we were in Cook's Medical Center, and the doctors told us that he wouldn't live through the night. He wouldn't live at Cook's Medical Center. He ain't going to make it through the night. She said, I had just heard your story about Caitlin and how You literally raised her from the dead with the word of God. So I asked my husband, honey, can I call this man and have him come down here and pray for our son? He said, at this point, we'll do anything. The doctors have just said he ain't going to make it. Will you do anything? If you got a brain, you'll do anything. So she said, we didn't know you. You didn't know us, but we called you and said you drove to Cook's Medical Center and came up to our room and said there we were with our baby. And the doctor had told us he won't live through the night. And you walked in and asked a simple question. Are you a Christian? My husband says, I'm a Catholic. You said you didn't ask if he was a Catholic. You wanted to know, does he know Jesus? And he said, well, yes, I do. Then you ask him, do you go to church? And he says, very little. And then you ask him, do you read the Word of God? He said, very little. And then you said, the Lord is judging you because you didn't do what he told you to do, so you have no relationship with God, so he's taking away your son. He said, do you want your son to live? And you said, yes. My husband said, absolutely, yes, I want my son to live. And you said, you got to make God a promise. You'll read his word and you'll put him first. If you'll do that, I'll pray for your son. See, this comes from knowing the keys to the kingdom. So my husband repented. You reached over and touched my baby and said, be healed in the name of Jesus, and then got up and walked out. And she said, this is that boy. He's 9 years old. He was there. She said, Mr. Scrivener, we will love you forever. But yesterday I thought about that because now he would be 14. 5 years later, 14. Still had those little scouts and everything running around there. Isn't that something? When you know the principles of the kingdom and you've spent time studying this awesome book, you begin to understand why God says, don't hold any grudges. Right, Tony? I mean, you would never hold a grudge against anybody if you knew this, right? Man, nobody in his right mind. You say, but you don't understand what he did to me, or you don't understand what she did to me. It makes no difference to me. There ain't nothing you can do to me on this earth that would even begin to compare with 1 second in eternity in a godless lake of fire. And according to this scripture, if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, he won't forgive you. Is that what it says? So if he doesn't forgive you, do you think you're going to heaven? No, you ain't going to heaven. You say, but I'm washed in the blood. Don't make no difference. Scripture clearly says, if you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. Is that what it says? Is it important to forgive everybody? Does it make any difference what they did to you? No. Not, it doesn't make no difference at all.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, He Gave Us the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.